Today, professional baseball season began in Japan, and if you're following it closely, you know that Hiroshima Carp beat the Kunichi Dragons 3-2, and the Oryx Buffaloes squeezed out the Nippon Ham Fighters in extra innings 6-5. Baseball is big in Japan, very big, and an American is credited with introducing the sport there in 1872, a Civil War veteran and school teacher named Horace Wilson. His contribution is memorialized in a Japanese documentary.
Horace Wilson, who was born in Gorham, Maine in 1843, in 1872, he introduced baseball to the students in order to build a healthy body more suitable to get better results on their studies.
Not everyone on this side of the world, where baseball originated, knows the Horace Wilson story. Neither did his own descendants. It so happens that NPR's Theo Balcom is part of that family. And with the help of her mother, father, aunt, cousin, and grandmother, she has the story of what happened when they found out.
Horace Wilson. Who is Horace Wilson?
I believe that Horace is my, or was, my great-great-uncle.
Grew up on a farm.
He was born in Gorham, Maine.
In my house, in the little room, the birthing room.
Whom I had never met. I was 2 years old when he died.
We had no idea about Uncle Horace's involvement with baseball in Japan.
He was recruited to go and teach English and math in Tokyo.
One day at recess was like, hey guys, want to learn how to play a game? And taught them how to play baseball.
You would have thought that someone would have said, well, Uncle Horace was instrumental in getting them interested in baseball.
My mom got this call.
Philip Block came to try to find a descendant of Horace Wilson.
Then we got connected to the guy who was writing a book about Horace, this man named Kaz. So Kaz brings over these guys, like a newspaper reporter. They brought 4 or 5 people to the house.
We were in the midst of haying.
They show up.
I was milking the cows, and I looked up, and here is a wonderful Japanese man in his coat and tie watching me milk a cow.
My mom makes this big dinner.
For some reason, I'm really not sure why, I had decided to make spaghetti and meatballs.
And then we all sit down to dinner. And suddenly they start making this
special proclamation.
They have come to invite us to go to Japan. As the descendants of Horace Wilson, we need you to come to bridge the gap between East and West. You know, they go through this whole, like, they somehow tie World War II into it. I mean, this is a very big deal for them. So we say, sure, we'll take a trip to Japan. We figure out who's going to go.
So we sent them Theo and Rosie.
I and my cousin, we were both 12 or 13 at the time. My aunt was going to go, and then they needed a man.
Most of Horace's descendants in this area were all female, but the Japanese very much like males.
My dad's like, sure, I'll go.
I'm not the biggest baseball fan.
The irony being that my dad has no relation to Horace whatsoever.
They were very, very happy to see me.
And so that is how we began this really weird 3-week trip.
We were treated kind of like rock stars.
I remember being gawked at a lot because we were blonde and a redhead.
We had this one big moment where it was the culmination of the high school baseball championships, I guess.
We were guests of honor. We got our own box.
So we're there, like, we're the dignitaries, right? So we're waving.
We knew nothing about it other than what they had told us.
When they go to throw out the first pitch, they fly planes over the stadium and they drop the ball down to the field, and my cousin and I were supposed to run out to the center of the field and catch the ball.
Theo Wilson Balcom-san, Rose Ruth Sanborn-san.
During the game, there's a presentation. We have to go out in the center of the field, and they present to us a plaque commemorating our visit and honoring Horace Wilson. The plaque is so heavy. It's bronze. It has this portrait of Horace and then this message to our family honoring him. And the man who's presenting it is this tiny little old guy.
I believe he was in his late 80s, if not early 90s.
He is holding the plaque and my dad is like, oh my God, he's going to drop it. He's going to drop it.
Because it was extremely heavy, but we were both bowing and bowing and bowing, and somehow the plaque got from his hands to my hands.
And it's August in Japan, right? So it's sweltering. So my dad is like, trying to hold this plaque, and then he gets interviewed by some woman.
They told me that, first of all, but there was going to be this ceremony, that I would be asked several questions by a reporter, and I should think about how I would answer them.
Have you ever heard anything about Mr. Wilson? Like, how did he teach the baseball in Japan?
Horace Wilson believed that education should include exercise of the body as well as exercise of the mind.
Of course, no one knows what Horace Wilson believed at all. So we made it up on the spot.
So that was the trip. The joke I make is I'm big in Japan. Because I was for 2 weeks.
NPR's Theo Balcom, with the help of her family, her father Scott, her mother Abigail, her cousin Rose, her aunt Kate, and her grandmother Patricia. If you want to see pictures of Horace Wilson and his descendants, go to npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.